This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Die! Welcome, America. That's right. We want to welcome all of you for tuning in on our new segment that we're doing inside of Home Talk USA called Invent America, where we try to realistically talk about the process of bringing your technology to the market from start to finish, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, I'd like to welcome her now, the inventor lady herself, Rita.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Wow. Well, a lot going on as we start to prepare in a couple months for the International Building Show / the Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where we're going to be attending. And that's a lot of planning going on there. And as we get close to the show, we're going to have some information on our websites. But give us an update. What's happening?
Well, the cool thing for us is that we've got a whole new structure being built for the National Hardware Show. We'll have about 30 inventors in our space. We'll be doing some live broadcasting from our space. And so, you know, it's exciting to have that, you know, new larger area that is dedicated to our inventors who want to be able to license their intellectual property and get their products out there. So, you know, a lot going on with the show this year because it's going to be such a large show. And so it's the Kitchen and Bath, the International Builders Show, and the National Hardware Show, and they are using this year for the first time the entire complex in Las Vegas, which is just huge.
Yeah, three shows, so I'm for it because it's going to save me a lot of money. And I used to have to attend all three, not catch all in one shot, but it's not only a great opportunity to you know, display your current inventors, but you also, well, I guess you also use it as a recruitment tool, don't you?
Well, we do, and, you know, part of it is that for so many inventors, they get forced into startup mode that is just so expensive, and for our inventors, they want to be able to license their intellectual property, so that means basically they're renting their patent to someone else to make it, sell it, and send them a check, and it keeps the inventors from having to do all the heavy lifting themselves, which is a wonderful opportunity that the inventors have so that they don't have to spend that $500,000 and be experts in building a business, in marketing a business, and in manufacturing.
Yep.
Because most aren't. You know, they're everyday people. I mean, that's one of the big things about Invent America is that, you know, everyone, everywhere, at any age can be an inventor.
Well, let's talk about
facilitating that.
Well, let's talk about the three guests that you have lined up today.
Lexa Gandolfo is our first one. She is the inventor of the cargo caddy. And then we have got Leo Mazur from Southern Florida. He's the president of one of the groups in South Florida, also an inventor. He's got a whole bunch of products that are out there. And then our last one is Carmine Danesco, and he's the president of the United Inventors Association. So today we're going to be talking about how those independent groups help give inventors support. A lot of times the greatest resource is the one that's next to you on the screen or sitting in a room that you can say, well, how did you do this? And they say, well, you know, I made a ton of mistakes and wasted a lot of money, but this is where I finally ended up. And so the most valuable resource is a lot of times the person sitting next to you. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Well, these great companies and organizations, they kind of already laid out the blueprint for possible success. It doesn't guarantee you success, but they kind of lay out a blueprint where basically it really helps you monetarily wise that you won't make the mistakes as past inventors. Am I correct?
Exactly. There are, you know, a lot of times they'll give you the good resources or at least to point you in the right direction on where to go to get some help. And like for me, when somebody attends the Inventor Roundtable meetings, we do Inventor Roundtable East and Inventor Roundtable West. They're virtual. So anybody, I mean, our last meeting, we had somebody from Florida and then we had somebody from Washington State. So we literally crossed the country with our membership on these. But we can say, you know, do it this way, or here's a resource, or this is where you can go to get that first prototype done. So that they're able then to see kind of the steps that go, that people go through to conserve their dollars. I mean, I get so many inventors that just throw a ton of cash right away at it, and they need to conserve that, and that's what we help them do.
Well, we only got about a minute left before we're going to get our first guest on, but I always like to drop a little plug. If you're an inventor listening to this show now, I know you've been getting some calls during the week. There is a process that you have in place, right? You care to go over that right quick?
Well, first thing you do is get a hold of me so we can find a non-disclosure, non-compete. And then we go through the steps of, you know, the independent search. Can you do something or are you infringing on someone else? Those are the first two really big steps. After that, you get plugged into the Inventor's Galaxy Guide, being able to attend the meetings with us, get your questions answered. There's always a book to read. There's always, you know, a speaker to listen to. Here's where we actually allow you to do the talking.
But I want to, in the future, though, I want to drop an educational dime because I've been getting a lot of texts and emails trying not to discourage someone that maybe when they do that research, maybe they find that technology that's already there. But I want to do a show on don't discourage because there is a patent process on an existing product if you do differently what the product is, or you have a better way or something to figure out because you can add to a patent to make it better. Am I correct? Than having
you,
something. It's not a dead issue. It's not a dead issue.
You are exactly right. We are going to talk about that. I'm going to put that on my list because you are exactly right. It's the nuances and the newness of something. And I see it happen all the time. Somebody says, oh, I can't do that. You know, a flash of light coming out of the end of the stick, but there's new ways to do things.
I remember 20 years ago when I was talking about the ergonomic shovel. You know, now the shovel hasn't been, the patent hasn't been touched in over 100 years. Then all of a sudden, you see all these different ergonomic shovels pop up because the shovel was a little different than the current shovel, and they started getting patents. But we're going to talk about that in the future, but because I don't want to discourage inventors out there that maybe say, oh, they already have an invention here, I did my research, and I'm going to give up. No, don't give up, because we could maybe come up with a plan to make that product, existing product, better. But we're going to talk about that. But hey, we've got to take a short break. Give us our guest again, Rita. Who are we going to have coming up?
Lexa Gandolfo.
All right. On behalf of the Inventor Lady and myself, the Cajun Contractor, we're going to take a short break. We're going to pay some bills. Please visit the website, HometalkUSA.com or InventorLady.com. But you can access both from both of our websites. This is Home Talk, right here, the very best of home improvement information and education. Me and Rita will be right back. Guys!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country.
Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. I'm the Cajun contractor Michael King, along with my co-host, Ms. Rita Crompton. We want to mention to all of you that Home Talk USA and the Invent America radio program, we do archive it 24/7, 365. So if you happen to miss the radio program on the weekend, that's when we do broadcast live all across this country on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. That's at GCNlive.com. You can just go to our websites, two websites. You can go to HometalkUSA.com or you can go to TheInventorLady.com. You can catch the show. Right, Rita? They can catch it anytime they want. 2 a.m, 3 a.m, Sunday, Saturday, whatever time they want to catch the show, huh, Rita?
Absolutely. It makes it look like we are working 24/7, my friend. Because generally we are.
We are. This is radio.
I wake up at 2:30 in the morning and say, oh my goodness, here's a topic for the radio. So we are always working. And our first guest today is Lexa Gandolfo. And today we want to focus on some of those other inventor organizations that are out there because they're a wonderful resource for every independent inventor. And Lexa, in addition to being a very creative inventor, is the co-founder and principal of Open Innovations Group and also the executive director of Invent New England, which is one of the oldest independent organizations in the country dedicated to helping and supporting, educating independent inventors. And she's got a resume that goes on after that, so you're just going to have to go and look for her. But in the meantime, Lexa, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Rita. Thank you, and thank you to Michael, too. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show to talk about my invention, Cargo Caddy, and also speak a little bit about the value of these independent inventor groups.
Well, first I want you to tell us a little bit about Cargo Caddy, because every inventor we have on, we want you to have a chance to promote your product. So tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So Cargo Caddy is a shelf organizer for SUVs and CUV trunks. The trunk of an SUV and CUV, a crossover CUV, is shaped like a big box. So Cargo Caddy subdivides this space and provides users a new level of storage space up above the trunk floor. So it's just a shelf for your trunk, and it stows flat against the back of the seat when you don't need it. So think of an airline tray, but just bigger. It's used for storing groceries, bags, camping, hiking, fishing, other outdoor gear, folding chairs, and more. And
right, and when we post this, we will include a link to your site and to some of your video and everything, because a picture is worth 1,000 words on this. And Alexa is looking to license. So any of you guys out there that think that this is a product for you, you get into one of your dealerships and say, where's the Cargo Caddy? Because they're the ones that might be putting some pressure on somebody to license this.
That's right. It's better than format, Cargo Caddy.
Well,
dealers.
Yeah, Lexi, this is Mike here, the Cajun man here. Tell us how being a part of this, this inventor group really has been really helpful to you and your company as you try to get the word out there and market this product, and also try to get that license, the license, for the product.
Yeah, absolutely. So all the advice and input I've gotten through my involvement with inventor groups has been invaluable. I'm involved with the local one here. It's called INCA, the Inventors Network of the Capital Area. As Rita mentioned, I'm the executive director of Invent New England. I also work closely with the United Inventors Association as an ambassador. All of these groups, my involvement with them has provided extremely important feedback throughout the development process. I could speak for hours about this, but just in summary, I designed Cargo Caddy at the beginning to be a product that would solve my problem. And then in speaking with all these other inventors, service providers, experts in the field through these independent inventor groups, I started learning about and exploring all these different market segments for the product. that I never would have really thought about had I not spoken with them. So in speaking with them, it allowed me to take sort of an iterative process in developing the product, and then I designed it so that it could accommodate all these different market segments.
So, Alexa, when we kind of wrap up our segment with you, what advice do you have for the other inventors that are out there or somebody who's thinking, well, I think I might have an idea? What advice do you have for them?
My advice would be to join an independent inventor group right away. They're all over the country. There's over 65 active inventor groups, and they all kind of roll up to the United Inventors Association, or many of them do. So, you know, you can go to a local one, and that would be the first step that I would take. I would also encourage people to look at other ones outside of your local area, because a lot of the programming and the educational support is virtual. Finally, I'd say that they're great for any independent inventor, regardless of experience level. My good friend and president of Invent New England, George Peters, has been an independent inventor for over 25 years and has taken multiple products to market. He always tells me how much he still learns from our regular guest speakers that we host at Invent New England, as well as the many independent inventors he and I speak to on a near daily basis. So whether you're new to it, you're you know, kind of middle of the road, or you're a seasoned vet, independent inventor groups are a safe place to go to get the information you need to make educated decisions about your product before spending a lot of money up front.
All right.
Right. And for the virtual ones, you can join the Inventors Roundtable, because it's virtual for anybody in rural America.
All right,
yes,
we're gonna
have, Rita's groups as well, for sure.
Good. Well, I got to let you know, Lexa, that we are going to have the president of the United Inventors Association a little later on the show in this hour, at the end of the segment. Carmine's going to be on the show. So,
all right. Say hello to Carmine for me.
Yeah, say hello. Well, we're going to take a short break. Give us that website right quick, Lexa. How can we learn more about you, the cargo carrier?
Yeah,
caddy. I'm sorry.
It's thecargocaddy.com.
Thecargocaddy.com. Lexa, I definitely want to thank you, and Rita wants to thank you, so we'll take a short break. Thank you again, my buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye,
along. Well, we're going to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. Got to hear from some of our great sponsors. By helping to patronize all our great sponsors, basically keeps the Home Talk radio program on the air and the Invent America radio program on the air. So I want to thank all our sponsors. Check them out at HometalkUSA.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia released the note written by Andre Bing sometime before he fatally shot six people at the Walmart where he worked before turning the gun on himself. The gun used during the Tuesday night incident was purchased legally. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Early voting has begun in Georgia, with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her Florida home. The voice behind Fame and Flashdance What a Feeling was 63 years old. The World Cup is bringing record viewership to Spanish-language broadcasts on Telemundo and the streaming service Peacock. Mexico's win Tuesday was the most streamed World Cup game in U.S. history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, hey, welcome back, along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady herself. Don't forget that we do archive all our shows. I want to explain that. When we're live on the weekend and you want to catch the show live, you can go to GCNLive.com. That's the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Our show airs live at 3 o'clock Central Time every Saturday from 3 to 6. Now, that's when you can catch the show. Please don't go to our website. Don't go to Home Talk's website. Don't go to the Invent the Lady website. Go to GCNLive.com. Now, after the show is broadcast, then it goes to archive. GCN puts it on their archive site, and then we put it on our archive site. Now, that usually happens around Monday morning. So you can catch the show on the GCN radio network on the weekend, and then it goes to the Home Talk USA radio network website and the InventorLady.com website. So I hope that kind of explains a little bit, because I've been getting a lot of emails saying, hey, we're trying to tune on to the show, and we had, you know, we wanted to talk, listen to Leo Mazur, and then it's somebody else on. It's because you're probably, you know, not catching it when it needs to be caught. So I hope that explains it. But all right, Rita, who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Leo Mazur. He is the inventor of the non-metallic rain tight hub. Been working in the electrical contracting business for over 40 years and is a lifelong do-it-yourselfer, makes his own prototypes. And for today, we want to announce that he is the president of a group in Southern Florida. I get to be a speaker there in January. Thank goodness it's virtual so that I can be in multiple major cities across America in a week and never pack a bag. But Leo, I want you to tell us now about, you know, say hi to everybody, and then tell us a little bit about, you've got a whole bunch of products, so tell us about a couple of them.
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you about the one that I did patent.
Okay.
I identified two situations regarding PVC fittings. Number one, that there was no brand loyalty. Supply houses would buy from the cheapest company all the time. And the other was a growing decline in craftsmanship in the industry. So I designed six fittings to compensate for the declining craftsmanship, creating a need that could be patented, creating a forced brand loyalty. My pitch was about all of them, but I made a prototype for the one that I thought they would go for the most. It replaced two items that usually cost around $18 at that time, and their contribution to the cost was only about $2. So my fitting cost even less to manufacture than that fitting, so they could easily charge three times more than they did for that fitting, and the retailer could charge three times more. The end user would only have to pay about half. So it was a win for everybody. I figured this was that it was going to go through absolutely right away. So I pitched it first to Carlon. And Carlon says that they give you 30 days, you know, that they will respond in 30 days. It was over 4 months later that I got a letter from them. And in the middle of the rejection letter, it said in bold letters, everybody loved your idea except this guy. And he gave me the name and his contact information. And it said, and if he won't talk to you, you call me. And he was the head of the, you know, the invention process there in Carlon.
Yeah. It's always a long process for inventors to get through those stages and to reach out to where they need to go and gather information. But during this process, you were involved with an inventor group, and that's what we're talking about today, is just that value, the connections, sometimes the best resources, the inventor sitting next to you. So tell us a little bit about the group and what your group tries to do for the inventors who attend.
Well, I knew from being in the electrical contracting business that groups, trade groups, etc., really get you moving along. So when I decided to get into inventing, I looked around for an inventor group. And I was living in New Jersey at the time, and I found one. It was the National Inventor Society. And they had all these retired guys who used to work for Bell Labs, Singer Sewing Machine. I mean, these are huge guys that, you know, the inventions we all know. So I sat there, and I used to talk to them before the meetings and after the meetings and listen to their stories. I supplemented that education with trade shows, expos, like the Yankee Inventors Expo and the USPTO Independent Inventors Conferences. So when I moved to Florida, I joined the Inventor Society of South Florida, and I started supplying speakers at the expo. And at the expo, I did my street act to promote them. As people were coming in, I'd say, hi, I'm Leo, and this is my stuff, and these are my speakers, and you really got to come, and it's your first meeting is free and all that. And the board got so impressed, they wanted to make me the president right then and there. So instead, I says, no. I says, to comply with the bylaws, I waited a year, and then I was the president from then on. And we bring in speakers every month that are experts in their field, just like you.
All right, Leo.
Thank you very much.
Leo, I apologize. I got to cut you off there. We have to take a short break. Got to pay some bills up against the clock. But I like your idea with basically you just followed a current blueprint from all these experts that's been there, done that, and that allowed you to be a better inventor when you can follow a previous blueprint. But, hey, Leo, give us that website. I think it's the inventors-society.net, right? Is the website?
That's correct. That is our website.
Inventors-society.net. Just spell it out, right?
Right. Inventors, inventors-society.net.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Thank you so much, Leo. Thank you for being our guest. All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have the president of the United Inventors Association. Big Cheese, Big Dog is going to be on the show. I'm excited, huh, Rita?
Absolutely. Carmine is awesome.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay, that's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool, along with my co-host, the Inventor Lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. We really enjoy you tuning in to us in the Invent America segment of our show. Rita, we have a special guest. Don't we have the president of the United Inventors Association on the line right now?
We do. Carmine Dinesco is our next guest. He is an entrepreneur, inventor, patent, and trademark holder. He's invented retail products over the last several decades. With everything he's done, you'd think he was 150 years old. Carmine, thank you for joining us today. And Carmine is the current president of the United Inventors Association. We are talking today about how valuable those independent inventor organizations are to the new inventor. So, Carmine, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you have done as an inventor, and then tell us a little bit about the UIA and what it does to help people.
Awesome. Love you guys. Love the show. This is really great. I've been super excited to come on today. And, I've been inventing. I'm one of those crazy inventors out there, always thinking of ways to make things better, faster, stronger. I don't make much money doing it. I help other people make their products. I'm like one of those mechanics whose car doesn't run right, but everybody else's does. I love the industry. I'm the president of the United Inventors Association, which allows me to help more and more people with their inventions and ideas.
So, Carmine, what should an inventor look for? Because there's a lot of groups out there. What should an inventor look for when they're trying to pick a group?
Oh, man, there's so much. Basically, you want to see consistency in the group itself. Because if you're an inventor, you want to know if you jump into a group, they are going to be meeting. They're going to give you knowledgeable experience, education. Their speakers are going to be knowledgeable and hopefully successful with their ideas. And, you know, you want to build trust. A lot of times inventors are fearful. So they really, you want to see a group that you can talk to, that you know you can trust, and see how they are going to help you protect your idea when you're talking about it.
Well, with that said, then, how long has the United Inventors Association been around? It's been a few years.
Yeah, you know, the UIA has been around since the early 1990s. I think actually 1990 it was ratified, and it was born out of the United States Patent and Trademark Office as a way for the USPTO to connect directly to inventors without them thinking, oh, my God, I'm talking to, a government institution, and, again, to build that trust. And it's been around for years since.
Let me ask you this right quick, Carmine. It's all about information and education, and I've been talking about I call it a blueprint for success, following a blueprint that's already been there by other inventors where they've already made the mistakes, and to have an information group that can take that information and get everybody in one room, man, I tell you, I call it a blueprint for success, you know, and that's, I guess, what your organization does, right?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, Michael. We have everyone that an inventor could use, an innovator could utilize, whether an inventor, depending on what part of the sequence they're in, a new inventor just came up with the idea, all the way through. And, yeah, all inventors, we make mistakes. We make missteps. We back up. It's one of those things where you just have to have the right people at the right sequence at the right time. And the UIA is able to drop those people into wherever you are at the present moment. So it really helps accelerate their progress.
Well, we appreciate, you know, the work that you do out there for inventors. And I know that, you know, as we've gone through the last couple of years, you kind of reorganized a little bit and gotten some, you know, ambassadors out there. I'm an ambassador for the UIA. Lexa, who was just on, is an ambassador. And so you're really trying to kind of streamline and have the consistency there for the different inventors.
All right, I'm going to cut it off. Hey, Carmine, give us that website of your organization.
Great. It's UIAUSA.org, United Inventors Association.
UIAUSA.org. Thank you so much, Carmine, for being our guest on the show.
My pleasure.
All right. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. We're going to take a short break, and, hey, don't go nowhere. We got a lot more. We got some breaking news we're going to be introducing shortly. So, hey, stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Yay! Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. That's right, to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer, along with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Rhea Crompton. We want to got some real good news, some breaking news that the Invent America part of our show will be joining the Home Talk USA TV network when we're going to start producing some episodes for season four. At the turn of the year, sometime in 2023, and we're going to incorporate some of that segments into our television show, and we're going to have some great great news coming on right after the International Building Show and in the Hardware Show in the Kitchen and Bath. So, great news. But, Rita, we're out of time. Wow, where did the time go?
I know, it goes so fast. So
I know.
That's a good thing, though, because now I've always got something to say when we have another one.
Well, Rita, give your website out right quick.
InventorLady.com. We are easy to find. InventorLady.com.
And you can catch all the information about our radio program on the HomeTalkUSA.com. All right. We're going to have to say goodbye. It's over with. Along with my guest, Rita Crompton, the Inventor-Lady, I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Always, always try to help your local independent contractors.
Produced by Home Talk Media, in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Spera. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.